Okay, so what I'd like to do is back to the... We're jumping around here. But back to this idea of Kriya Shema. Right, and saying Kriya Shema during this time in between dawn and sunrise. Shachar and Hanesach Hama. Just wanted to figure out maybe the Shita of the Rambam. In fact, if you recall, basically there was the Gemaras talking about what's the status of this time. Is it part of Zman Shechiva, part of Zman Kima? Kind of the Gemara went both ways, right? It wasn't clear, so Machlokas, whatever, however it went, right? There's a different Shitas and whatever. But let's kind of forget all the details of what we did and let's just do the Rambams and see if maybe look, if we need, we can come look back at the Gemaras or whatever. But the basic issues, I'm sure, are pretty fresh and we can analyze the Rambam in its own right. Okay, so it's Rambam's in Chos Kriya Shema, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tas, I guess. Tas. Yeah. Okay. So it says like this. Eiza, who's Zman Kriya Shema Balayla? So what is the Zman Kriya Shema night? Mitzvasa Mishas Yitzias HaKochavim Ad Chatzi HaLayla. The mitzvah is, funny language, funny lashon. Mitzvah is to do it from his taste until the midnight. Okay? So the Rambam. Avar v'icher, but if you violate and do it late, the kara ad shalom ha'shachar, and you read it after, I'm sorry, before dawn, yetzidei chavasa. You still yotzei. So it seems like you're supposed to, mitzvah is to do it before midnight. And this is true, this is how we hold. Mitzvah is to do it before midnight. But if you don't catch it, if you're an over, if you're over, and you do it later than that, up until dawn, you fill the mitzvah. Shalom ruach chatzos el harchek min apshia. Because the only reason they said midnight is to distance you from apshia, from negligence. Right? There's a person who's bound to fall asleep once it gets late into the night, and then he's going to miss Kriya Shema. So they said, don't push it off, do it before midnight. But if you didn't, then you still do it. Up until dawn, it's still fine. Okay, so far it's talking about until dawn, right? So that's the Zman. Right? According to Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, Achar Shalom Arashachar, Kodem Aretzach Ama, if you read it in between dawn and sunrise, nighttime Kriya Shema, Lo Yotzadei Chavaso, you're not Yotzai, Ella Im Kein Hayanis, unless you're anonymous. You could go and shikr if you're drunk, or chola, or you're ill, or similar. The honest shikr is in an inum of our hashkimenu. And if you're an honest and you read it in that time, so you don't make hashkimenu. Right? It's interesting, he says, like you're an honest, like you're a shikr, or chola. Like, I guess an example would be, let's say, Amparam. So let's say you drink a lot of Amparam. And you can't daven. Can't daven my arm, say Kriya Shema. I mean, I guess in theory you can say Kriya Shema, but let's say, whatever, you're too drunk to do that. Okay, and you don't end up saying Kriya Shema. And turns out you wake up, or, you just can't, whatever reason, you don't realize it, or you can't do it until you become sober after dawn. And you wake up daven hanetz. So you have daven hanetz when you wake up, it's still not sunrise yet. So I guess then you'd be able to read to say good night to Krishna. Right?
You starting with the brachos?
Not if you know. Oh yes. Mm-hmm. So that marv, I don't know if you have marv. It's a different question. Not talking marv. But let's say you say brachos Krishna, but you leave out hashkivenu. Okay. The question is why you leave out hashkivenu, right? Mm-hmm. If you tell me that that's a question, and you have to do it. Tell me that it's somehow, and it's also what's funny is like you're not Yotze, unless you're anonymous. It's like a funny kind of thing. It's like, how does that work? I mean, is it the time or is it not the time? If it's the time, that should work. If it's not the time, it shouldn't work. Who cares if you're honest? Okay? And then, secondly, if it is the time, somehow, b'shas adchak, then why can't you say Ashkevein all now? Because they seem to both be related to Shechiva. Okay. Okie dokie. So let's right, that's one set of problems. Okay. Now again, when you do this, you realize that the second half of this is, how does he hold in the daytime, right? Because those are like parallel questions. How does he hold about the daytime one, right? How does his, what's the status of this man vis-a-vis Krishna Shal Shachas? Okay. So he says, Ve'ezez of whose man kriya zman abiyom. So when's the daytime zman? Mitzvasa shiyatzcha likros kodam hanetzach hama. Mitzvah that he should start to read before hanetz. Kidei sheyigmor likros ulevorech bracha achrona im hanetzach hama. So that you'll finish the read and to make the last bracha, like a Gal Yisrael, with hanetzach hama. Okay? So it's basically into hanetz. That's the mitzvah. And this shiur is like a tenth of an hour before the sun rises. What does that mean? No one knows. So
is he referring to honeys or
olives? Not clear. So what is he saying? He's saying it takes... Yisro Shah is a tenth of an hour, so 6 minutes.
Yeah.
So what's davening? It takes 6 minutes to daven?
Yeah, to get up to that point of davening.
Okay, first of all, that's pretty quick. 6 minutes. Starting where?
The beginning of...
Birchas Krishma?
Yeah.
Okay, so you mean you'll say it's from Birchas Krishma, from Yotzer V'Choshech until Goyishol, 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, you could say that, but what's funny about that?
Why is he giving us this year?
Yeah. Well, does he have to tell you how long it takes to daven from, right? I mean, depends. First of all, depends. There's different people, different things.
Shifa Rakhri is a little
longer. Yeah, right, they have 10 minutes. See, that's why we do 6 minutes in Yeshiva.
That's
right.
That's what I was wondering. I was like, wow.
Oh, yeah, 6 minutes. Like the Rama. That's what we do. Shifa Rakhri, they do 10 minutes. But the question is, who cares? Whether or not, like, each person has his own thing. What does he have to tell you? By the way, if you want to gauge how long it's going to take, it takes me, your Rambam, 6 minutes. What is he telling you, how fast you should daven? Like, he's giving you like a little clue about what's the right speed. Like, the whole thing is strange. The Rambam's telling you that's the shiur of saying the Birchas Krishma. Check it yourself. Different people, different times. Right? But then what else does it mean? See, there's all kinds of girsa problems. If someone to say it means you have 3 minutes. I think the Graz girsa, he basically changed the girsa. He says it means kimo... Shir shlish Yisro Shah, a third of a tenth.
Third,
which is a 30th, which means 2 minutes. 2 minutes, and I think he held it means you have 2 minute window to say like to start your Shmonah Esrei for Hanetz, something like that. That's what he wanted to learn. So from Shir Shah has Kodesh Shah called Bo Hashem Shalatz. But it's basically it's one of these Rambams which is not really. I don't think anyone really has a great explanation for what he means. It's just like a mystery. I mean, you come up with all kinds of theories, but it's just, I don't think there's a plain reading of the Rambam. You know, like, what's plain pshat and what the Rambam's saying? It's not clear. I remember, I was once with Rabbi Shimon, and he did it. But I can't remember what he said. But I remember he was like, grappling with the whole thing, you know? It was very hard to understand. But whatever, so we're not going to get into that right now. That's my point.
Isn't he saying the shears that is going on with Basa Shiyasu?
So the mitzvah is to begin reading before Hanetz, so that you'll finish it, the last bracha by Hanetz. So you mean the shir that you'll begin what? Begin Kriyashma or begin the first bracha? It's like that's the first first bracha. So it means like what you understand, like Yotzer Arvei Choshech, right? And that shir is about 6 minutes. Maybe that's what he's saying, but that's pretty strange. Why is it, I'm telling you, is there halacha? Let's say, for instance, I can do it in 3.
Right.
Is there anything wrong with that? Or if I could do it in 20, I'd have it really slow. Yeah. So what I'm going to tell you, what I'm going to tell you, the mitzvah is that you should start reading before, you know, start reading so that you'll finish by the time you get up to Krishna, by the time Hanetz Chama. Who really cares how long it will, when you start? Is there any halachic reality to the, you know, to the starting it in that point? Although it is interesting that you're mentioning, it's like, why don't you say the shir of Kriya Shema is that you finish it at Hanetz. It's kind of like the shir is that you begin so that you'll finish it, right? By Hanetz. It's almost like, when am I beginning? Like what relates my beginning? Like my beginning is between Amar HaShachar and Hanetz HaChama. So maybe he's holding there's like a time which is like the time of Kriya Shema. And that's like halachically mitzuraf to Hanetz HaChama. It's like the 6 minutes prior are, so to speak, like the begin time, start time. And those are, so to speak, like an extension of Hanetz. It's like really the time is Hanetz Chavim, to finish with Hanetz. But it's like there's a time which is Samach, close, directly close, right before, which is somehow related to the Zman of Hanetz Chavim. And when I read then, it's like you don't say, for instance, reading in the middle of after dawn, before Hanetz, is like a b'dievet, Rama. Okay? That's what he says. You're not supposed to. But so what makes it, so if I read it, but isn't it all one continuous period? Between dawn and sunrise, it's all a continuous period. But it's not true, because you see, if I read right at dawn, it's only b'dievet. If I read it 6 minutes before, it's fine. So we didn't say it's defined as okay because I end at that point, so maybe he's learning. No, there's a period, Kamogi Sersha, approximately a certain amount of time, 6 minutes, whatever, which is like religious. So the time directly before Hanetz Chachamah is like functionally related to Krita Hanetz Chachamah. Functionally, because the function of Kriyashma. Vis a vis Kriyashma, it's functionally related to Kriyashma. To Hanetz Chachamah.
Because of when you started?
Because it takes about 6 minutes to read Kriyashma, so therefore, is the time which is in the immediate vicinity, like the immediate time prior to that, is Mitzuruf to it. It would be like, just the analogy is like you have, like, in the Times Square, you know, like on midnight on New Year's, so the ball drops. So you'll say the midnight is like at 12 o'clock, but let's say it takes a minute for the ball to drop. I don't know, how long it takes? I don't even know.
10 seconds.
So whatever, that was 10 seconds is like the beginning, so to speak, the beginning of midnight. You know, even though midnight is a split second, but it's like since the function of the ball dropping takes 10 seconds, so that time period is like is functionally related to midnight. If it took a minute for the ball to drop, it would be a minute. If it takes whatever it is, it's based upon the time. So now if different balls drop at different speeds, it would be an approximate. So Saint Krishna is like an approximate. But it could be his drama just saying that he's pointing out, not necessarily because there's a fixed time, you can down slower or faster, just trying to show you that there's conceptually what differentiates my Kriyashma at dawn and at this time is that the time prior to Hanetz is halachically an extension of like Hanetz Chachamah. It's like the Tchilas Hanetz Chachamah. Functionally, it's an extension of Hanetz Chachamah vis-a-vis this, and therefore my Kriyashma is a Kriyashma al-mitzvasa, kimitzvasa. I'm doing the Kriyashma kimitzvasa when I begin there at that time. But if I begin my Kriyashma 72 minutes beforehand, and I just stretch it out, and I take little breaks in the middle and whatever, then even if I happen to finish, maybe that's the point, even if I happen to finish out of the Hanetz, so that's not the mitzvah of Chachila. The Chachila is not just, maybe that's the point. The Chachila is not just that you finish at Hanetz Chachamah, but it's that you take the time which it takes, and you do that many minutes prior to Hanetz Chachamah, and you do it in the last 6 minutes, so it's prior to Hanetz Chachamah. And if it takes 10 minutes, the last 10 minutes. As opposed to do it in 20 minutes and take a little break in the middle. Like, you shouldn't do it. Like, it could be as he's saying. You shouldn't do it. You just do it, and then take a 4-minute break, and then continue. You know? Because then, the beginning of your Kriyashma is not really like a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to do it. Mitzvah is to take a zman, not just for the end, but the mitzvah is to have for the entire Amira. So it could be, it's halachically, the way I'm doing a mitzvah is if when I enter the zone, which is the striking range for my Kriyashma at the Hanetz, then I begin. And then my whole Kriyashma is kimitzvasa. You know, but if that would be the case, it would be enough. I mean, it would be, you shouldn't do it, like, in you shouldn't start it earlier if you plan on taking a break, or I don't know, whatever. I mean, it's not really that practical, but you shouldn't, like, plan on taking a break in the middle and just continuing. You know, you shouldn't have a planned detour in the middle. If you're forgetting about hafsek issues, let's say you have a short enough hafsek, it wouldn't be a problem. You just decide, like, you'll take a 1 minute break and then you take another 1 minute break and whatever. It would be not just to be hefsek, or it's just so stupid to do, but like it would be, you'd be lacking the Kriyashma kimitzvasa. Right? Because that's what he says, shiyasa, right? That's what he says. So he doesn't just say mitzvaso she yigmar im Hanetz Chachamah. Mitzvaso she yaschil likros kodim Hanetz Chachamah kideshi yigmar likros levar pachron im Hanetz Chachamah. Veshir zek, and we say shakul nishtan hashem, it's the shir of the haskalah.
Right.
Because it's a mitzvasa, so he calls it. It has a mitzvasa, so then it has to have a specific zman. And then he says, "V'emicher v'kara achar she'olsa shemesh." But if you do it late, and you read it after Hanetz, yasa dechavasa, then you're still yotzei she'onasa ad sof shel shos be'yom l'mishav v'emicher, because the time is until 3 hours for somebody who violated and did it too late. Okay. And then one more thing. He says, Misha hikta mekara kriyashma shachar achash amara shachar. Right? If someone does kriyashma after dawn, afa pisha hishlam kodam anisacham, and even though you finish before on it, yotze lichavaso, yotze. That you have to go on the road early, so then the chachila you can do it from dawn. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry, Yonah Gavin. Right. I mean, the Rambam, going back, the Rambam said, Kemo Asir Shah. It could mean, it means it would be subjective. It would be each person, his range, how long it takes for him. But what it's telling you can't do is, if it takes you 5 minutes to do it, you can't just start 10 minutes and take some breaks in the middle. That would be lacking. I don't know if he's telling you so much because of the practical thing, as much as he's telling you is because conceptually, the mitzvaso has to be tofis, the beginning and the end. So it relates to you to hanit isn't just that you finish it and just the end. There's the mitzvah of kriyashma, there's a unit that has to have his mom for the mitzvah. So the mitzvah is however long it takes you.
So the 6 minute is really saying however long it takes an individual, how much time should spend, he shouldn't spend it.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Putting that aside, so but what's the punchline though? What does he say about this meal time, this mid-range time between dawn and sunrise vis-a-vis the morning Kriya Shema? Vis-a-vis the morning Kriya Shema? Did anyone catch that?
Yotze.
But only if you're doing you have on this.
Well, that's what's interesting. Is it's a little different. He says if you read it during that time, you're yotze. But if it's Shas Adchak, if it's a pressured situation, then you can do it that way, the Chachila. And you're allowed to do the chachila, right? You're allowed to just straight away do it. But let's say it's not Shas Adchak, then what?
What's that's like if you go to work or something.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Let's say it's not that way. Let's say you're not going to work. You're not on a rush. It's not Shas Adchak. So then, what's the Rambam saying?
Sounds like you're still yotzei.
Right. Sounds like you shouldn't do it, right? Because it's not a chachila. Right. But you're still yotzei, right? If you did it, you're yotzei. Right? Now, by the nighttime one, it wasn't that way, right? By the nighttime one, he says that if it's Shas Adchak, right, you're drunk or whatever, then it works. But if you're not Shas Adchak, it doesn't work. You're not Yotze. You're not Yotze. So it's like a little bit of a discrepancy here, right? Discrepancy. When it comes to the nighttime one, you can't l'chachila do it there during that time, the nighttime one, but if you tried, you're not Yotze. But if it's a Shas Adchak, then you're allowed to do it that way. When it comes to the daytime one, also a chachil, you're not allowed to do it then. But if you do, then you're yotze. But if it's Shas Adchak, then you're even a chachil allowed to do it. Right? So why is it when it comes to the nighttime one, if it's not Shas Adchak, you're not yotze. But when it comes to the daytime one, even if it's not Shas Adchak, you're still yotze. It's like a funny discrepancy. Right?
Give any of the qualification.
I mean, this makes a good point. It's true. It doesn't sound from the Rambam that he's like the Rashi, I mean, like that he's against doing both of them in that time. If it's Shas Adchak on both ends, right? It would seem you could do both of them. I mean, he doesn't say you could, but you'd think you should say some qualification, right? If you couldn't,
right?
I mean, it's a funny case, but still, I mean, the Rambam should say that. I mean, the Rashi at it. Right. It seems he would hold that you could do both of them. Okay, so the question is what's the Rambam system here? I mean, we asked a number of questions, but the basic question that unifies them all is like, what's the Rambam's theory about time? What is it? Is it Makima? Is it Manchriva? Could you explain this like your parent? This is a discrepancy. Also, by the way, it would be nice if we could also explain why, according to the Rambam, you can't say Hashkiveinu. If you do the nighttime one in this carryover, in this mid-range time, so then you can't do Hashkiveinu. You can do Kriya Shema, but you can't do Hashkiveinu. Right? And if possible, I mean, we may not be able to. In terms of just the methodology, it's like, what the problem is asymmetry, you see. Is between this night, they're symmetric, and then they're apart, right? They're symmetric in that both nighttime and daytime, dawn, this period between dawn and sunrise, you're not l'chachila allowed to say the Kriya Shema, but if you need to, Shas Adchak or whatever, you go. So that sounds like, oh, that's pretty symmetric. But then you have this asymmetry, which is that in the nighttime one, if you try it without Shas Adchak, you're not Yotze. But in the daytime one, if you try without just like you are yotzei. So that's funny, right? You have like a concern sense, you call it a contradiction. It's not quite a contradiction, but it's right. So that's what has to be explained there. Parent contradiction. Right? So if that's the problem, so now what would be a good way to approach dealing with that contradiction? What's going to be our next step? Not an answer here, but just the direction.
You have to show the difference between I guess the way Shas and Hot is working on by
night. Okay. Yeah, okay, sure. Mm-hmm. More basic.
Also, so I guess to define more in the midst of creation of Allah and the midst of creation of Yom.
Okay.
Like this man, I'm saying.
Okay. True. True, but I'm thinking more basic, just in terms of like question, line of reason, line of thinking. Just more directly is like what? So which of these things is we have a contradiction? There's always going to be a contradiction. It's like so which of these makes sense, and where's our question? You know, because there's two things we can't reconcile them. So let's just figure out at least they're not both problems, right? I mean, well, one of them should probably make sense, and the other one is the problem. So it's not just a contradiction, because like contradiction is like complicated. Like you figure out two things at the same time. It's easier to let's narrow down to one, like a problem. So it's easier to deal with contradictions, because that's what you're trying to reconcile two different things. So it's hard for your mind to work at two different things at the same time. So let's just say this one of them makes sense, and if we can nail it, figure out that one, then we'll just ask a question and think about the one which doesn't really make sense. So just sometimes, like, we'll. So we get to focus on the hardest problem, you know? I mean, not always, but it's often a good technique, is just to get to focus on what the real problem in Sugya is. So which one is really difficult? Yeah, the night time or the day? The night. Because the day one, it kind of makes sense. Is that, look, it's the Zman of the daytime. You see, it works. Right, it's the Zman. If it's Ashas Chak, you could do it then. So apparently it is the Zman of daytime, Kriyashma. Now, the Hachil, you shouldn't do it for some reason. Okay, because whatever, you should do honey, it's whatever reason. But the fact that it works, Bishas, the fact that you could do it that time, Bishas and Chak, indicates that is really Zman Kima. Right? So therefore, I understand saying that you shouldn't, the Hachil is a better time to do it, when it's more primary Zman Kima, or whatever story you want to say, but if you go against that, why are you not Yotzei? Well, what is it? It's Zman Kima. Right? If it works when you're Shastak, why shouldn't it work when you're not Shastak? But the nighttime one is that if it's Shastak, you see you could do it. Right? So apparently it's Zman Shchiva. Right? Since some people are sleeping then or whatever, so it's Zman Shchiva. So now how is it that if it's not Shastak, now you're not Yotzei? But that's like a problem. It's manushach. Is this manushchiva? Could I reasonably say this is b'shachucha? Could I not say this is b'shachucha? Which one is it? Right? That's more of the problem. Right? And then when we answer that, then we have to give some sort of answer and then show, oh, but that's not what's going on during the daytime one. You know? So then, kind of like a... Because this is the way I would approach it. I'm not saying there's many ways to approach a problem. It's like it's... somewhat basic steps, you know, but again, this is just their recommendation. So now, Johnny, you're saying that...
I have my question.
No, you're not answering that one. No, you're
saying that, in fact, that you're...
Johnny, take a step that, really, that time period, its default, you're noticing the default of that time period is its day. Because you see, if you do day then, no strings attached, you're outside. Right, no matter what's going on, you're outside. But the nighttime, you're not. So apparently, you can't say that is like it's nighttime. It's Zman Shchiva, period. You can't, in an unqualified way, you can't say it's Zman Shchiva, because if it were, then you should always be able to be outside. So apparently, it's like primary character, right? It's really, it's like whatever that means, primary character or something like that, is that it's really day. It's Zman Kima. And that's why you could always do the Kima one then. And that's why you can't do the nighttime one then. Because it's Zman Kima. But somehow, B'Shas Adchak, I'm allowed to do it. Not to do the nighttime one during that time period. Somehow, right? And that's where we have to fill in the somehow, which comes back to the rent. Which is the funny thing. is that if that's, I guess it's much, if you want to say that it is manshchiva, then why are you yotzei? And how could you not be? So it seemed the easier, the better way to go, as John is saying, is that it's not really manshchiva. That's why you're not yotzei if you just do it straight up. But then how are you yotzei if it's shas l'chak? Like, what does shas l'chak do? Right, that's our question now. What does shas l'chak do? Right.
What is
Shas B'chak? Shas B'chak means like a time, sing time.
B'chak means
breakfast. Ha, nah, ha. Yeah, okay, so I think the way we learn, I think Johnny's correct, is that it is similar to what we did last night on the Rosh. And I think Yonah's saying it well, is that what's happening here is that really, objectively, you're right, it's the daytime. The sun is starting to come up, it's day. Right? On an objective level, but it's like the day itself, so to speak, has gradations. The day is based upon light, and it's the part of the day which still partakes of the darkness to a degree, right? Because the sun hasn't yet risen. So it's like, technically speaking, you have to draw a line halachically, and halacha says it's the day. It is yom, like you see with the other mitzvahs. And it's Makima. But the only thing is that it still has darkness. Some darkness. And therefore, the way man treats it, as much as Shachlo Kamecha, as much as Makima, is based upon social, human things. This is not just night and day. Other mitzvahs go by night and day. This goes by the human activities and human treatment of the time. So the way human beings treat it is that if they're oppressed and their nighttime becomes short upon them because they're drunk or whatever the case, if they have nighttime activities to take care of and they're unable to take care of them at night for whatever reason, then they, so to speak, extend into the daytime. Since there's a time in the daytime, the beginning of the daytime partakes as properties of night. The day has not yet fully emerged, but it still has properties of the nighttime. So therefore, the way people relate to this time period is that it could be an extension. You could use it for nighttime activities b'shas l'chak. Like that's the way. No one would naturally plan a nighttime activity for that time period. This is already a little bit light, right? It's not the primary. It's not by default. It's not really Zman Shliva. But when it's shas l'chak, when a person's circumstances are such that the nighttime is busy or whatever, then they extend the nighttime, so to speak. And then they borrow of the date of the daytime, the part of the daytime which partakes of night to knighthood or night and whatever, of another property of night, and then they do their nighttime activities then. They wouldn't do it in the day. Once the sunrise, doesn't make any sense. You can't do it. It's the sun is out. It's not nighttime activity. It's nothing to do with nighttime. It's the middle of the day. But since this has properties of it, so therefore the way man relates to it is that b'shas l'tzchak he extends his manshriva with his time. And since that's the way man relates to it, that's the way Allah sets itself up. That a person b'shas l'tzchak could do his man says kriyas shema shalayla then. If it's not b'shas l'tzchak and he tried to do it then he'd be saying this is manshriva. Primarily, it's not Zman Shchiva. What makes it the Zman Shchiva is the force, with the person being forced, pressured into running out of time at night, renders it subjectively an extension of his Zman Shchiva. But again, if there was no pressure and he just decided l'chachila to do it, then he'd be saying like it's default character is Shchiva. It's not. It's the default character is not Zman Shchiva. It's Zman Kima. You can't just do it then, because then you're not really doing Zman Shchiva. Then on a normal day with no unique circumstances, it's really Zman Kima. It's character is Zman Kima. But again, it could be utilized. Its character objectively is Zman Kima, but it could be utilized for nighttime activities because mitzvah's krishma goes by the shachar of kamecha, which goes by the way man relates to it, and that's the way man does relate to it. You know what I mean? So therefore you could borrow it. It's different between this and the Rosh. See, the Rosh, the way we learn the Rosh, is that the time is like no man's land, right? It's indeterminate. It partakes of both, And therefore, the way it's like neither of them intrinsically, but the way is that man borrows it or utilizes it as an extension of one or an extension of the other. Right? That's the way it goes, is that it's, so to speak, a nothing, it partakes of both, and therefore man could build it onto his night or build it onto his day. You know, that's the way man relates to it. And therefore, but it's only Shalaslach, because that's the nature of the thing, and that's why if it's not Shalaslach, you couldn't do either of them. And you wouldn't be able to say either of them, according to the Rosh. And you can't do it as both, because which one is it? You're extending it for one, it can't be an extension of the other. But the Rambam's learning is, no, it has a default. Its default nature is really day. Because it's day, so it's yom. Could be because halacha treats it as day, so that defines it as day. It's just that, and therefore day, you're always going to be able to say, Kriya Shema Shel Yom. Even if though it may not be fully day, and therefore maybe the chachili you shouldn't do it then, but still, that's, it still works, because it's mankima, because it's yom. It is mankima. But, he says, it needs to be night, since man, since it does partake of those other characteristics, so man could borrow it into his night, so to speak. And he could do it, I don't mean borrow it, because I don't know if he's making it, this is the point, it's not that he's making it part of his night, because then you say he shouldn't be able to be able to say both. But saying is that, the way man does it, he does his shchiva activities in this part of the day. Like, it becomes an extension of his man shchiva, of the time in which he does his shchiva activities. Right? He could utilize it to extend his nighttime activities. Okay, but it doesn't take away from the fact that he can still do the daytime one because it is day. So that's why it could be he doesn't have that problem. Because it is day. See, if it's nothing, it's need no man's land, so then you're defining it one way, so you can't define it the other way also at the same time. But if it's that objectively it's day, so now even if you utilize it to extend your shliva activities, but you can't say I can't do the daytime one because it's day. It is day. But it's a part of the day which I could borrow and utilize for our nighttime activities. But I could also, it's, you can't take away what it is. It is day, so I could do the daytime one also then. Right, one more question, but are you with me so far? So what about Hashkivenu? Could we explain why I'm saying is you can't say Hashkivenu in that time? Yeah, I'm thinking similar to what I'm trying to say for Hashkivenu. I'm saying a little differently, but we'll talk about it, we'll say. But say is like it's... See, the way it works is that you do your nighttime activities during this time period when you need to. And Kriya Shema is one of your nighttime activities, right? This is what Shachacha means. This is part of your nighttime. In your nighttime, you have to do this activity every day and every night. You have to do Kriya Shema. So that's the way this time functions. There's an extension for you to do your nighttime activity during this time period. But Hashkivenu isn't like a nighttime activity. Hashkivenu is a bakasha. Given that it's a nighttime and it's a Zman Shchiva, I'm requesting of God to make us sleep in peace. So it's not. But it's not the nighttime and it's not the sleeping time. It's not like a mitzvah to say Hashkivenu, and it's one of your nighttime activities that a person has to do, but it's a bakasha when you're in the time of sleep, so it's a machayah for you to do the bakasha about sleep. But that's only going to be when that's the character of the Zman. But objectively, it's not the character of Zman. Objectively, it's really Zman Kima. Objectively, it's really Zman Kima. Right? In the daytime. So it just doesn't make sense that it doesn't make sense to, in the time of Zman Kima, which objectively is Zman Kima, to start asking God to make us sleep peacefully. I mean, I could do Shliva because Shachacha, because that's one of my responsibilities, one of my nighttime activities, and when I run out of time, then I use the daytime, the little bit of daytime, in order to do it. But it doesn't mean it becomes night. It's not night. It's day. Right? So and that's why I could stay. That's why you can't say that. I can't say Hashkivenu anymore, because this is the Bakasha goes by the objective character of what it is. And I guess what I'm saying is true also, that Hashkivenu is that it's like Lashon Rabbim. It's not a personal thing of to me. I'm talking about it's the nighttime and asking God to protect Chai Yisrael during this Zman Shchiva. It doesn't make sense to ask for it in a time which is objectively not the thing. Even though me, subjectively, when I have an activity to do, I borrow into it. But that's not what Hashkivenu is. It's about Kasha of Chai Yisrael during this Zman Shchiva. Right? Mm-hmm. And it could be, I don't know, but I'm not sure about this, but it could be that's why the Rambam is holding that it's... that it's really daytime and not nighttime. Because, like, it could be you're saying, why can't you say Hashkivenu? If you learn, let's say, like the Rosh, that it could, you know, that it's a no man's land, then you can make it part of your night. You know, you can make it night, so to speak. So then, maybe it holds, you could be able to say Hashkivenu. But since it really has an objective character of, like, it could be that I'm learning that the objective character of Yom is what's ma'akev you from saying Hashkivenu. It's because it's objectively yom. And therefore you can't say. But if its nature objectively was that it's so subjective, so to speak, each guy, you know, determines for himself, maybe then you'd say you'll do it. It could be not, though. I mean, I hear your point, John. It's true. It sounds like it's din in the am, and therefore a shevach is just going to be a shevach of the tzibor. So there were, it has to be, like, objectively, communally, naitan. It seems that you don't have to say, right? It doesn't seem like you have to say what I'm saying to say it. But, I mean, especially, and it's especially good with an amam, because he's holding objectively it's not the yom. So he says, you can't say shgeinu on the yom. Objectively, it says the name of yom, and it's mankima. You can't say shgeinu is mankima. You know, it's even, it's stronger within the amam. You know, and, you could do your activity. Yeah, that's your personal thing, and if it's passed the talk, that's the way man uses it. But still, you can't give a kasha about that time. It doesn't bring to mind that characteristic that it needs Hashem of protecting us in our sleep and, you know, Shabbat or Bakash about it. That doesn't make sense. You ask a question. If objectively that time is Yom, so why can't you say Kriyat Shema Shel Shachar Slechachila at that point? So I don't know the answer to that question.
We can use the first far we gave. We can use the first far we gave in the second.
Because?
The keeping the system.
Oh, giving system. Oh, because it's confusing.
What?
People, you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I don't know. See, I'll tell you what I think it's Tali. It's Tali in the Rams and Hanetz. It's because you're supposed to wait for Hanetz. Now, I don't know why you're supposed to wait for Hanetz, but there's something called Hanetz. Like, that's... Mitzvah is to do it at Hanetz. You know? I don't know if I'm not really answering the question. I'm kind of just pushing it off. But, like, there is a lechachila to do the mitzvah in Hanetz Ahava of Krishna.
Before Hanetz is the same dinner as after Hanetz, right?
Yeah, it seems so. I'm not sure. That's a good question. But it just seems that so we'll get to that in a second. We can look at that. But it seems like he told the mitzvahs do it at Hanetz. Now, it could be, I'm not sure, it could be it's because of this, because that's the ultimate Zman Kima or something. Like, the time, like, I kind of hear it like anything like that. Like, as the sun rises, like, that really points to Zman Kima. You know, Zman Kima, the sun rising is the, something like that, you know? Like, it's a funny mitzvah. It's a funny idea of doing the mitzvahs to finish it exactly then. There's something interesting going on there. Something else, you know, which we're not explaining, which we're not doing this at Yohanit, so, you know. But given, it seems to me that from the Rambam, that's why l'chachila you can't do it at dawn. Really, you're right, in terms of Zman Kima, it is Zman Kima, and really you should be able to, and that's why you're Yotze, even, you know. But l'chachila you can't do it that way because you're supposed to do Hanit. And that's why he says, if it's Shasat Chak, and you're not going to be able to do Hanit, then l'chachila you could do it then. Because it really is equally, it's perfectly fine. It's the right time. It's just as good as the other time. It's just that there's a kim of honeys that you have to get. There's a din of honeys, which is mitzvah. But if it's just like you're not going to get the kim of honeys, then do it. Then l'chachila, great. And he doesn't say something like that in the nighttime one. In the nighttime one, he doesn't say that if it's just like, then l'chachila, you do it then. He just says, if it's just like, you can do it. If it says, if you read it after honeys, you're not yotze unless it was an anas. Right, but he doesn't say that. But if you do it lachachila, you can do it that way. He says daytime. If you're not doing, if it's just like then lachachila, you're allowed to do it that way. You know, it could be. It's because then he's saying you're not going to be able to do honetz. You're not doing that. So now it is. It's equally good. So objectively, it is equally good. It's the time of it's time of yom. Yeah, but that's the one thing. It's like what's the key of honetz going on? It doesn't seem like it's just because of tefillah. It doesn't say it's nothing to do with tefillah. It's not talking about tefillah. Doesn't seem like this. There's a thing of like when you do Kriya Shema before Hanetz and Tefillah after, something like that. But here he's not talking about Tefillah at all. He's talking about Kriya Shema. It seems like there's an idea of getting Kriya Shema to finish with the sun's rising. For some reason. I mean, I don't know. I mean, after it's a possible Yerucha and Mashemesh or something. I don't know. I mean, it's a sugya. It's a sugya of Hanetz. But it seems to me that's what it's telling.
Is it because of smicha?
Exactly. Like the Rosh even said, the Rosh called it. He said it's night for him.
Right.
So it means that his man shriv, because the nature of the time is like, is there waiting to be attached to one or to the other. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam's learning it's really his yom. It's just that you could do your, since it's the part of the yom which partakes of night, of dark, you could do your nighttime activity and during the extended into that zman. And that's what I'm saying is, like, I could see, that's the Ashkevenu point, is that you could see why the Ram, you definitely can't do Ashkevenu then. According to the Rosh, it's a little harder to explain. So why can't you? If it becomes night for this guy, so then why, you know, so he, I don't know if we did it. I don't think it's Rosh and Ashkevenu. I don't think we did it. But you could say, look, it only extended vis-a-vis Kriya Shema. It's a harder question to answer. I mean, I'm sure it's not So there's ways to answer it. The difference. Tefillah, Kriya Shema, Tefillah, and Bracha, you know, Bakasha are different. But it's right. The Ram is like, it's much easier to say because it's not a Laila. It's Yom. Yeah, that's another difference. Yeah. The Ram, one thing against the Ram, which I can't really explain exactly, but like, there's like one question is why the Ram, how the Ram learns this idea that there are others, older Shem have to explain this idea that you can't do it after Chatzos, so that you don't have to go, you know, after midnight because you won't get, you know, so you don't Pshia, so you don't fall asleep. Like, how to explain that? Like, halachically, how that works? Why can't you? What's this, like, Gezeira, or, you know, how that works? But in thinking about that, I just noticed that the Ram has, like, what's the Zman of Kriya Shema? Mitzvasa is to do it so-and-so. In both of them. He says, what's the time? The mitzvah is to do it then. But otherwise, there's still, you know, the Zman is still Zman. It's like, it seems like something going on here in the Ramah between the Zman of Kriya Shema and then the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. What does that mean? Isn't the mitzvah doing it in the Zman? It's like, the mitzvah has a life of its own, more than just the Zman. You know, I'm not sure exactly what that is. Like, so it just sounds to me like there's something interesting, you know, in that. But I don't really know what, you know, I don't really know what to say about it, but I'm just thinking about that. But assuming I don't come up with anything further than this, so what I want to do next is, I think it's Chulin, I think it's Yud Gimel. It's about, the question is about, I can check it. It's about who could bring, about a Jew. We're talking about Goyim bringing Korbanos. So there's a question about Jews bringing Korbanos. Which Jews could bring Korbanos, which Jews can't bring Korbanos? Okay, could any Jew bring a Korban? So it turns out no, not any Jew. So a guy who's a Mumar, who's like basically given up Torah, cannot bring a Korban. That's a limud. But a guy could, even if he's an Oved Zar. Even if he's an Oved Zar, a guy could bring a Korban. Bring it all Hashem. You don't say who's to say, who's he worshipping, who's he sacrificing to. You don't say that. So it's an interesting, thing about it. So where is it? So it's, no, it's not Yud Gimel. How is it? Actually, there's two Gemaras. There's a Gemara in Hayam and Aleph, and Yud Gimel in the Beis. I mean, they quote, and I'm actually have to look at both of them and see. They both talk about the same thing, the Ken below Kolchan, that a Mumar can't bring in. Can't bring Kabbalah. So the question is, oh, there's this toast, which is very interesting. Toast is on. Oh, yeah, on Hayim and Aleph. That's the interesting tech. Toast is Kadesh Yachzur Bechuba. So this is the Gemara there. It's a very Gemara on the bottom of Hayim and Aleph. And then it's the parallel on your Gemara on base. And Kulan, both in Kulan. And you click the Rambam's on it also. Okay, the Rambam's are in the Maise Korbanos, Gimel Dalet, I think. Gimel Dalet. Yeah.